What?
All right, guys, we are back with one of our instant Patreon reactions after getting together and watching a TV show. And right now we're doing the Percy Jackson series. And if you wanted to, we did do a Lord of the Rings right before this. If you want to go back and check out some of those videos. Well, that being said, we'll go around the square here. We'll start with Miss Adelia. What did you think overall about these last two episodes we watched?
I really enjoyed them. I've really enjoyed this series as a whole so far. I think that the three like kid actors that are our leads here are really charming. And I think they play these roles really well. I can definitely tell the difference in between this and the movies in just how much I like the characters more. And I think that's down to the work of the actors and the writing in this series, which I also think is pretty good. I really enjoyed episode 3 more than episode 4, but episode 4 was also still very good. They're being chased, man, and there's something exciting about watching all of this unfold. I really can't wait to watch more of this.
Yeah, go ahead, Brandy.
Oh yeah, I really enjoyed these episodes. The fourth episode went by way faster, and I was like, wait, that's it? I need more. Like, what are you talking about? But I enjoyed both of them, because in the fourth one, even though it was shorter and stuff, we did, you know, he had a dream in the beginning with his mother swimming, and he told her just breathe, and at the end he fell in the water and he was like, just breathe, and it was like, oh, he could breathe underwater. So like, that was a huge thing to remember and learn, and I really liked it. Yeah, the third episode was really good. We got a lot of the things, and then I just want more. Like, I want to watch more. I'm trying to convince them to watch more. Yeah. Like, well, no, Brandy, mm-hmm. Can't do it. But I really enjoyed it. I really did.
Yeah, Ferris, man, what do you got?
Adelia said the movies. I don't know what she's talking about. There's no such thing as the movies. This has never been ever adapted ever before. This is the first ever adaptation of Percy Jackson. I don't know what these movies she speaks about, because I have no idea what she's talking about. But overall, I loved it. It's a great, great four episode adaptations of the first book. They've truncated the timeline. They've moved it up. They've made it faster. And I really enjoy that in TV shows, because, like, you know, this isn't a book. You can't wait 3 years. Mm-hmm. You can't have a time jump in episode 2. Like, you can't do that. So you gotta speed up.
House of the Dragon did that.
House of the Dragon. Yo, I think House of the Dragon went like, what?
They had like 3 time jumps in the same season. Big ones too.
Yeah, but like, I think the first time jump was like at least like 10 years, because the children were like at least 7. You know, the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those little kids. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, it's a kid show. It's definitely for preteens, but you know, you can still get a lot out of it. Those are the great shows. You know, that happens a lot, and I like, you know, this, it shows how you can do mythical creatures and it doesn't look cheesy or out of place, because Medusa didn't look out of place at her area.
Her face kind of looked weird, but yeah, besides that.
Yeah. Well, you know, her eyes and the thing, I don't know.
It is what the thing?
I'm talking about like,
the hair,
you know, the snakes. You know, the snakes. Yeah. It didn't look that bad to me, but then, you know, you have the Chimera in the St. Louis arches. Fun fact, in the books, when he, you know, falls out of the St. Louis arch, he like dives in, he like actually supposed to dives in the water, and then someone had to explain to him like, oh yeah, by the way, Rick, the water's like 50 feet that way, so the thing you wrote in the book makes no sense. And he's like, good point, we'll fix it in the TV show. And the way they fixed it in the TV show was water shoots up and catches mm-hmm. him before he splats, which was a great, great thing. But you know, it's mythical creatures. Why not let him fly for a bit? I quite enjoyed it. It was a great moment at the end where one of Poseidon's creatures or helpers basically says, hey, we're family. We're here to care about you. Just calm down. You're here and, you know, being in the ocean, this is your home. This is your sanctuary. You're safe here. So just relax. And he,
even though it's a river in St. Louis, not the ocean.
Yeah. Well, large bodies of water.
Large bodies of water. That St. Louis was next to a body of ocean. Like, what? It's like in the middle of the United States of America.
Hey, man, I've done three. This is my third video tonight. Calm down, bro. Let me relax.
All right, well, while that's going on,
I great episode. I love it.
Kamira jumping all over me right now.
Exactly. Yes.
But, man, with that being said, I really think, like, Adelia and them was talking, you know, about, like, the kid actors, and that's one of the things I said something about while we were watching it was me and Brandy had just did that a movie, The Philadelphia Story, and I was, like, seeing a child actor from back then playing a part that they played and how good they did it was, like, really refreshing, because I think that a lot of their most recent stuff that I've seen with kids in there, not everything's been, like, super terrible, but, like, I wouldn't necessarily say they've done, like, great jobs. In this particular series so far, I think they've all done great jobs, like Adelia said, relatable and all that stuff. The only, like, and I think they are following the books pretty closely, so that makes a good adaptation to me. Like, and it is a book for, like, younger people. Like, I mean, I told the story how, like, kind of embarrassing I almost felt, like, having to go to the kids section to buy the series of books just because I love Greek mythology and stuff like that. And I was being older. I think, like, Ferris, whenever you read these, you're probably, like, pretty young, right? Like,
I was in middle school. Didn't know how to read.
But I was a young adult having to go to the kids section to get these books. But, like, it's following that pretty close because I have read them. It was a long time ago, and I didn't refresh up for the series. I thought it would be better if I just go in there with some of the stuff I didn't know, because I think some people, it's got to be exactly like this, or I don't like it. Bull crap happens way too much. I didn't want that to happen to me either. So I was just like, all right, cool. There's a decent part of the story that I remember, but I can't remember everything. My only gripe was something I brought up the first time we did this. And Ferris said something about, like, it speeding up. I don't mind that in some cases.
I don't mind
speeding up the story. But I do feel like those first two episodes we saw could have used one extra episode. So basically what I'm saying is I think the show should be one episode at least longer so far, because I thought the buildup with his mom and stuff, like, there's some key moments even in this episode that we watched where, you know, his mom was talked about and he's supposed to show this super good emotion. And even though I do think the mom scenes and the son scenes in the first couple episodes or the first episode was decent, I think we should have lived that a little bit longer. I think we should have lived that timeline a full episode, and then until we sped up to him getting to camp as fast as he did. So I do think they should have added at least one more episode in the four. Like, I think we should be, instead of the next time we watch, we'll be watching episode 5. I think we should be watching episode 6 at that moment. But I do think that these two episodes we just got through watching, like, flowed together a little bit better. I thought the way they, like, cut stuff was better in these two episodes, where I think even, like, me and Adelia was agreeing, like, in one of the first couple episodes, they did the little black thing and then came back. And then it was, like, at a weird moment, like, where they cut it at one spot and then came back. And it was, like, kind of jarring, because it was, like, a super soft spoken moment or something's happening. It's kind of important. And then, like, it goes to black and comes back and there's swords hitting everything. It's like, well, bro, what the hell? But don't think that happened in these two episodes. So
they didn't.
Yeah. I enjoyed these two episodes, like, better than the first two. It's almost like they were kind of a little bit learning on the job, like, getting a feel. And it kind of feels like they're getting their rhythm and stuff. So I actually give them a lot of praise and props for that. And yeah, man, overall, the series is really good. I like it. And they are adapting something like you should adapt something so far. I can't say for the last few episodes because I haven't watched the entire series, obviously. But when we get to that part, I'll be able to make a better judgment. But so far, they are keeping up with the books. Like, it looks pretty accurate.
Yeah. It goes to the famous phrase Rick Roden was asked about the movies. The movies do exist. I was messing with Adelia because I tend not to think about the movies because they almost ruined my childhood. But let's not go back through the pain. He said, and I quote, "Watching those movies felt like having your life's work put through a meat grinder and spit out in front of you." So he's deeply attached to this book what he created when he was a fifth grade teacher. It was when he was still a teacher. The first audience for these books were his fifth grade class. The Percy Jackson is based on his kid. The reason his Percy has ADHD or the learning deficit disorder is because his kid has that, and it showed that this could be a superpower. You know, you're not different. You're special. And it's very deeply personal to him. And I really think that him being a part of it through the way with his wife is really good.
No, yeah, I agree with all that stuff you just said. And man, I thought they have done a really good job. I mean,
you could have just ended it. You don't have to.
Did a good job telling the story, man. What you're saying was like really good. So I'm agreeing with you. Giving you some props. So
thank you. I appreciate you
for like bringing that up because I didn't know. Now I will ask. Is he actually personally involved with this like actually show? Was he there like while they filmed it?
He was at the castings. He was at the filmings. It's him and that guy in him, I think Adam Stenberg. Like they're the showrunners. He's there. He's there to help the you know, Stenberg is the TV developing TV guy, and Rick Rodin is the Percy Jackson. You know, this is my baby. I created this. So they're working hand to hand with his wife. They were there at every single casting call. They picked these three kids.
Nice.
Rick did. Rick, all the kid actors, all the actors in the show, from Lin-Manuel Miranda to, you know, to Sharon. It was him. It was his choice. This was Rick's choice. You know?
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Well, we had Game of Thrones being the first six seasons, probably the best stuff on television ever put on television. Last couple of seasons kind of fell apart a little bit. A lot of people don't like them. I like them more than others. I don't complain about them as much, but they seem to have like gotten away once they got past the actual books that were already written in the Game of Thrones. They kind of got away from George R. R. Martin, but now in the House of Dragon, guess what? The guy that's leading the series went and talked to George R. R. Martin and was like, man, you got to be more involved in this. Please be part of the team, basically. And like George R. R. Martin's obviously been there. You get the feel that he's there. Mm-hmm. Same thing with this. So like, look, guys, it ain't that hard. You have somebody that creates something that's pretty good. You have them on the project. Get them on the project. And good stuff.
Yeah, man. Unless you're Alan Moore, who just hates everybody.
But it's like even Last of Us, which was my second favorite show last year. The Last of Us had the game creator, the guy
who created the game. Yeah, he was on set. He was on set every day
doing the stuff, and they did a damn good job. Still
need to watch the last episode,
bro. For real,
yeah.
God, you
damn Ferris. I just want to say that the music in this series has been really good too so far. The score is fantastic, and I can't wait to. The only thing that is bugging me about the score is that the music will kick in and it'll get going, and then it'll cut to black for one of the little transitions. And that's bugging me, but music's great.
Yeah, because when it does that and the show ends, you think that it's gonna come back, right? And it doesn't come back, because they trick you like that. They leave you wanting more.
Well, I think those are built in for the ad breaks on the ad tier of Disney Plus.
That too.
Those little things.
Why do you gotta do that to me, Delia? Why do you gotta do that to me?
What did I do?
I'm trying to give my Percy Jackson people some props, but you're probably more correct.
I mean, I think we're both correct, Ferris.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I think you're more correct.
Okay.
All right. So that's the end.
Awkward pause.
No, Justin's
frozen.
Oh. That's right. Yeah. All right. You know, because I thought he was going to wrap it up, but I guess I'll wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on our LGRN television show reactions. My name is Ferris. Do we plug or do we just head on out?
Nah, we can just.
Our show, we do what we want, Ferris. Like, what do you ask?
Yeah.
But
Ferris has never been on one of the Patreon instant reactions.
Well, yeah, I haven't.
This part's going on YouTube, Ferris.
Okay, so let's plug it, guys. My name is Ferris. You can find me on this channel every Friday, 8 o'clock Pacific, on the Open Table with the greatest co-host of all time, Adelia Chamberlain, as well as every Thursday, 3 o'clock Pacific, on Rewatchers Council, where we talk. Well, she's my co-host. All right. So I'm complimenting her. Why are you mad? All right. Calm down. You threw your hands up like I just insulted you. Every Thursday, 3 o'clock, is the Rewatchers Council, where we break down Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I am a novice.
I thought you were mentioning me, but
It's fine. You know, you had that mantle for years, and you've been deposed.
You know what? We just did a review on Dune 2. That one show probably lasted as long as like five of you and Adelia shows, to be honest with you.
As long as Snark's not there. I disagree. No. It's fine.
It's like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, it's as long pretty as long. Movie. Go watch that. It dropped. As well as go watch the Rewatchers Council, our Buffy the... one of our Rewatcher series is... we were doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Me as a novice, Adelia is a fan, and Snark is the expert. And I am learning every single day that we do that episode. So shout out to that. Adelia?
You can find me, as Farrah said, on the Rewatchers Council and the Open Table. Also over on the Highlights channel, you can find me on Starting 11, 3 p.m. Pacific every Tuesday with Snark, running down the English Premier League results of the week.
Some footy.
Yeah. Brandy?
You can find me here with Adelia on What on Earth Are They Wearing? And then with this cat on Sunday, yep, for the Oscars, we'll be doing that. And then with this guy, we've been doing watching movies, and are we calling it Couples Therapy?
Couples Therapy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great title.
Coming soon. Title. That's not up on the channel yet.
Coming soon.
So, yes, coming soon. So you'll be seeing some of our watching back and forth. I'll pick something, and then Justin, I don't know which way I'm at. Justin will pick something, and it may be something we've not watched. I'm more of a rom-com girl. Justin's more of a horror thriller guy, so it should be interesting.
Justin, you're going to make her watch Zombie-ass To Live the Dead?
Maybe.
Do it.
We're going beyond our boundaries, so...
Yeah, that's
but good. I did.
The
first
something.
One we did do, I did pick pretty good one. Justin did enjoy it.
Imagine
it's gonna be grounds for like divorce before the marriage starts.
Zombie has told the dead, just imagine that your boundary is like 10 feet away from you.
But
instead of just wanting to cross the boundary, you have a special spaceship that you had created that you hop in. And then you jump in it, and you only had to go 10 feet to cross the boundary, but you wanted to shoot yourself.
You went
over it.
You went a million feet away from the boundary.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, Ferris, something to pull back onto the Dune 2 thing. We're talking about soundtracks and everything and dramatic music. We got dramatic music on our outro, the thing that sends us on out of here. I'm going to do something, and then I'm going to need you to start that up, okay?
Okay.
What is happening right now?
Is he just drinking?
Yeah.